Hey Eagles, Ronia here. Just wanted to jump in before your news briefing to remind you to go back and listen to our student wellness series if you haven't already. Both parts have been released and are available wherever you access our podcasts. We also have some big projects in the works, including a short series covering the 50-year-old unsolved Michigan murders cases. The trailer for that is coming soon, so stay tuned. As always, our podcast team here at The Echo really appreciates your support. If you have any feedback for us, things you like, things you hate, things you want to see, please don't hesitate to reach out to us via email at podcast@easternecho.com. For now, here's Liz with your Monday news briefing.
Welcome back, Eagles. On today's episode, we will be discussing important fundraising campaigns that will help students and faculty, a recent win from the EMU men's basketball team, and upcoming campus events, including a salary negotiation workshop. I am your host, Liz Horniak, and this is the Eastern Echo Podcast. On November 1st, at Country Meadows Apartments, a shooting took place where three shots were fired, and it is believed that one person was injured. As of now, we do not know the condition of the victim and if there is a suspect in custody. Students weren't told about this incident because it falls out of EMU's jurisdictions because it happened in the township of Ypsilanti instead of the city of Ypsilanti. The Eastern Echo has issued a Freedom of Information action to the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Office, but has yet to hear back. On November 11th, Eastern alumni organization Game Above donated $3.5 million to EMU's for faculty, staff, and students. This is the first donation that this organization has given to EMU. $2 million went to the Faculty's First Initiative, and $1.5 million went to the Students Matters Most Initiative. The School of Communication, Media, and Theater Arts is seeking donation for the SIT, or Seats in Theaters campaign. CMTA wants to raise $200,000 before the end of August in 2020. CMTA wants to replace the seats in order for guests to be more comfortable and so they can fully enjoy their experience at the theater. For more information, visit donate.emish.edu-project-16623. On November 12th, the Business and Finance Committee passed a resolution that will allow them to match up to $15,000 in donations that are given to the Student Emergency Fund within the first 30 days of the fund's public crowdfunding campaign. The Student Emergency Fund provides emergency financial assistance to students who have endured an accident or other incidents that will affect the student's ability to fully participate in their academic year. In order to receive aid, students must fill out an application and turn it in to the Office of Students Affairs, where a committee determines eligibility. Here are the events to look forward to this week. The Sakura Japanese Performance Group will perform today in honor of International Week here at EMU. The show will feature Japanese instruments and bond dance. This event is open to the public and is LBC approved, and will take place from 5:30 to 6:45 in Ballroom A in the Student Center. On November 17th, Salary Negotiation 101 will be held in the Student Center in Room 310B from 6 to 8 p.m. This workshop is designed for students who identify as LGBTQ, non-white, or non-male. Students will be taught how to negotiate their salaries and benefits once they enter the workforce. This event is free to the public and is LBC approved. If you need affordable health insurance, stop by Room 250 in the Student Center on Wednesday, November 18th. This event will allow attendees to see if they are eligible to receive financial assistance to help pay for health insurance, or if they're eligible to apply for health insurance if they don't have any. This event will be from 12 to 6 p.m. and is open to everyone. At the Convocation Center on Thursday, November 18th, comedian Ken Jeong will be performing his latest stand-up act, Laughter is the Best Medicine. Tickets are $35. To purchase tickets, call 734-487-2282. The opening night of the play Yellow Man happens this Friday at Quirk Spongberg Theater from 7 to 9:30. Tickets are $18 and are available for purchase at Quirk Tickets office. You can also purchase tickets by calling 734-487-2282. Yellow Man will also have showings on November 22nd and 23rd at 7 p.m. and November 24th at 2 p.m. This event is LBC approved. On Saturday, November 23rd, from 4:30 to 6:30, Campus Life presents Lights Before Christmas at the Toledo Zoo. Santa Claus will be present at this event, and attendees are sure to get into the holiday spirit as the zoo will be fully decorated with Christmas lights. Student tickets are $20, and non-student tickets are $25. This fee covers admission to the zoo, transportation, and your meal voucher. To purchase tickets, you can go to events.r20.constantcontact.com or visit tiny.emish.edu/ToledoZoo19. Also on Saturday, the annual Banorama concert will take place at Pease Auditorium from 7 to 10. This concert features the Symphonic Band, the Wind Symphony, and EMU's Marching Band. Tickets for this event range from $6 to $12. To purchase tickets, you can go to emutix.com. This event is open to the public and is also LBC approved. Depot Town's annual Christmas tree lighting will take place on Sunday, November 24th from 6 to 8 p.m. This event is free to the public. Housing and Residence Life application for the 2020 to 2021 school year are now available and open until January 6th. Students interested in becoming a community programmer or a resident advisor next year can visit emish.edu/residencelife/employment/student.php. In sports news, EMU offered Davion Hunter a football scholarship on November 11th. Davion Hunter is a running back who currently plays at Chandler High School in Arizona. This team currently has a 10-0 record, ranked number 1 in the state of Arizona, and is ranked 17 in the nation. Davion plans to announce which college he will attend before his season is over. The EMU football team defeated Akron 42-14 on November 12th. This makes the record 5-5 for the season, and the team is 2-4 in the conference. Their next game is on November 19th against Northern Illinois. The men's basketball team defeated Goshen on November 12th with a score of 101-49. They also faced Michigan Dearborn on November 14th and won with a score of 72-59. They also won Friday's game against North Texas with a score of 56-51. Their next game will be November 22nd against UMBC. In soccer, our women's team lost the MAC championship against Bowling Green on November 10th with a score of 3-1. The women's volleyball team lost 3-1 against Ball State on November 15th. Happy Monday, Eagles, and a huge thank you to all of our listeners for tuning in and listening to this episode of the Eastern Echo Podcast. We'll be back next Monday with an updated news briefing. For now, this is Liz Horniak signing off.
The Eastern Echo Podcast is directed by Ronia Isabel Kabunsug and produced by Riley Barnsdale. This episode was written by Jasmine Boyd.
This was an Eastern Echo Podcast.